You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. Goodness, man, we're in the middle of amazing situations all around the world, but you are live on the air on the Monday Morning Grind with Kijana Owens on We Talk Radio. We Talk Radio Network, amazing, man. I thank for the founder, the visionary of this amazing platform, Mr. Nakia Davis, Kia D. Man, We Talk Radio on the move, making a difference all around the world. Honored and privileged and pleasure to be here this morning. Blessed and alive again. Thank you, Lord, for another day to grind, another day to make a difference, another day to make an impact, another day to touch someone's life that may need to hear a word of encouragement, a word of empowerment, a word of just positivity. Good morning to you out there in the world, man. What is going on? Oh, my goodness. Out here in California, it's amazing right now. People are absolutely active, I would say. Everybody's activating what they feel will make a difference. I'd love to hear from you out there, listening audience, and, you know, content on some solutions to some of these situations. What's going on in your city? You know, what are you doing to be safe or be active or make a difference? Or, you know, what's your viewpoint? And we want to make sure that we working on solutions. It's a lot of ranting and raving out here. It's a lot of rah-rah, rah-rah, and this and that. But what's the objective? What's the agenda, if you will? What is the end game in anything you do? What's the end result that you're looking for? Are you looking for a quick fix? Are you just want to get some things off your chest? Are you looking to make a statement? Do you want to make a difference? Is it long-term focus? Is it short-term spike? You know, then, notwithstanding just what's going on there, but now if you look at the news, right now you got no information about what's going on. If you can look at it, it stirs what you're watching, and it feeds your mind, and it takes you into what they want you to focus on. In my opinion, you know, they is anyone that takes you off your path. Man, I'm excited this morning, though. So what we're going to do this morning is just, you know, focus on some of the things that we can do to make a change. And I'll speak to, you know, what I look at internally. I see a lot of movements taking place. I see a lot of pop-up organizations really, you know, getting out there on the front lines. And I think everybody's input is important. I think everybody's vision is important. Now, how you apply the vision and how you apply, you know, your input is the major factor in there and everything. And today I got an amazing young man that's going to be my co-pilot, my co-host, my co-hero this morning. As we try to make an impact in lives, and my main man here, I guess I've known him for a good while, I would say. I've known him since the day I was born. This young man happens to be Mr. Roscoe Lee Owens, an honor and a privilege and a pleasure as well to have my dad, in fact. I'm not sure if he's on yet, but he's going to be my man today. You out there, just think about it right now. you know, you are, maybe you're working from home, maybe you're not even working right now. You know, the things are truly changed. You may be out there looking for, you know, your job to communicate with you back, to pull you back, or maybe you're out front, you know, salute to you as an essential worker. Can you imagine now the grocery store worker as an essential worker, right? The gas attendant is an essential worker, essentially a hero of today, when they were that all the time. See, the world will flip around on you and make those that you walk past be more important than you ever thought they could. Now imagine nobody worked at the gas station to get you some gas to get to work. Imagine nobody was available to, you know, open the stores. And now you look at it, burn down your store in your own yard. So what happens next? Is that a solution? Absolutely not, in my opinion. You know, but it is one thing that does happen in the situation. So what we're going to do, man, I'm going to get ready to get my man on the line. I'm going to take a real quick break. Get some things going. Get your cup of coffee. Get suited, man. Get ready to communicate what you want, what you feel. This is your platform. This is your chance, you know. And we'll be back in just a second right here. Thank you. Well, it looked like we're going to stay on. I brought my man on. I believe I hear him in the background. Mr. Roscoe Leons, is that you there, sir?
Yes, sir. That's me, live and in living color.
There he is. Man, there he is. Man, I thought we was going to pay one of those quick commercial breaks, but man, the spirit said, let's keep on going. Mr. Roscoe Leons, business leader, community leader, a difference maker. You've been in community services for over 50 years. You've been a mentor. You've been a mentee. You continue to operate, you know, your own business. What are you seeing out there in the community and as you focus on what's going on? You know, what's going on?
What is going on? You know, interesting you would say that, because that's a theme of a song that was in my day by Marvin Gaye, you know, which was very, very interesting. And he was asking the question, what was going on? And the answer is solutions over situations. That's what's going on. The lack of movement on those solutions has caused a lot of friction, and thus we have a lot of emotions, and consequently, people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. So they are playing out their frustrations, and we as a country have to get a hold of the frustrations, create a systematic team process where we work together as Americans to solve the American problem. The American problem is inequities throughout the system in many, many, many different aspects. Thus, they could say it's this last incident, but it's not the last incident. It's the incidences that continue to evolve and consistently come up and flare up and show up, because we have a systemic problem that we must solve so we can all do what Rodney King said, can we all get along? And that's the aspect, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because this is the first day, 2020, of Black Music Month. And we will celebrate the lyrics that go along with this situation that we're in, so we can come up with a situation and a solution for that situation, and recognize, as they had the space launch yesterday, that we're human beings. It's not just Americans. It's the world of human beings being frustrated in their own scenarios, but if we have to come together as a total human society, as opposed to the human society is you from here and I'm from there and I look like this and you look like that. But, you know, and the essence is the Father created humans. We created separation. So it's what's going on? How do we come back together? What is the solution over the situation? Must be the grind. So that's about what I can say to start off with. That's a mouthful.
Absolutely, man. It must be the grind, man. You know, just a, you know, this young man, George Floyd. You know, the situation over and over again, same. Without a camera, you may not even be talking about it right now. Capturing these things on video, what's changing? These things have been happening for a long, long time. Now it's just on the forefront, and you have, you know, you got, you know, just like dry wood ready to catch fire right now. Right, exactly. The riot is a voice of the unheard. Don't even know how to address it. Kind of like a child. They just, you know, not knowing how to address situations. What we're seeing here is people taking advantage. We're also seeing people inciting things. That just think of you're gonna burn down your own house, right? Now say you want to do that, but then you look and your next door neighbor is throwing some kerosene on there too. Just, you know, wait a minute, what you doing over here? Talk about that.
Yes. Well, see, here I'm gonna take you back a minute. I'm gonna take you back a minute. And stay in the black music, it's Strange Fruits. Now, when was that done? Ooh, so long ago. If it was Strange Fruits then and they're hanging, it's the same Strange Fruits. So it's like, wait a minute. This thing is, we can put up the name of the last person, but it goes back to Strange Fruits. And prior to that, she just made the song about that to be sure that we understood what was going on. And see, you know, it's horrible. But then there is the solution, which is the opposite of horrible. In fact, it's the blessing. And that's the principal understanding of a priority of thinking positive, the priority of giving, the priority of understanding. You know, we have to reprioritize our existence with the fact that it's not me, mine, me pulling myself up by bootstraps when some people don't have boots, they don't even have shoes, they don't have a foot. So we're not talking about individuals pulling. We're talking about communities coming together to pull ourselves up. And the larger the community, meaning the community of human beings. What we do to animals as it relates to what we have done to the air and the pollution by being, you know, and they have songs about that. You see, the melody of our society has become one of those strong rap melodies that's going around. It's like, oh, we got to be strong. We can't take this and that. If we're not taking this, well, how are we organizing? Not that we're not taking this. How are we organizing? Since it's, we decided that this may be systemic, so how do you get in the scene and change the mindset without a mindset change, we're still in the same thing. It's just like, hey, you know, doing the same thing. Is it what is insane? The results. You know, they have the statements all about that that we've been utilizing for years and years. Doing the same thing, expecting different results. That's been around. You could say it five different kind of ways. Doing the same thing, rioting. I remember they brought up the Tulsa, Oklahoma riots. They brought up the East St. Louis riots. These are back in 1921 where they're killing people like that. 1921 and we're in 2020?
You bring up a great point. Now, you've seen a lot. You know, you've been through several different 60, unrest
65,
scenarios.
68,
you see, you have a direct relationship with loss of life in the scenario of these uprisings that just, I'm sure, has never made sense. You know,
that's correct.
The legacy of a life, and now as you look at, you know, what's going on out there right now, just in reference to everything. And we wanted to make this platform, you know, anyone within the sound of our voice, you know, today, later, down a month, recorded, whatever it might be. And think it through. You got to think the thing through. When you see what's going on, what do you think a thought is that comes to mind of what to do? And I see a lot. You know, you Black Music Month, I hear you. You're looking at solutions, right? Well, how can we celebrate each other? How can we make a difference? How can we open the doors of where, you know, brothers are looking at each other not in fear, but in, you know, or competition or any of those kind of things? And I know Mr. Roscoe Lee Owens, that's a broad stroke right there, but it's a broad stroke society right now. But specifically, your lineage and your history with knowing how these things play out, the insanity of doing the same thing over again, why would you address that? I know it's more important.
You know, the how do you address doing the same thing expecting different results? The only way that you can do that, I believe, in an intelligent manner, is to get in the mirror. You know, that's another song. We're talking about Black Music Month with an incredible musician and artist, Michael Jackson, talked about checking that mirror. Who, you know, because the first thing is you have to stand yourself up right so you can get with the next person, which means we can get with the community, which means we can get with the state, the government, the world, just like we have a situation where as the World Health Organization, you know, as opposed to strengthen it, you know, the United States said we're going to back off of it right in the middle of a what they call a pandemic. But a pandemic has been going on for a long time. It's been pandemic and Black folks for the, you know, it's like, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. And see, the exposure that came out is like, well, wait a minute. Black men are dying more than other men to this pandemic because of the health crisis, meaning we have high blood pressure, diabetes, and all these kinds of things, which is, again, systemic in terms of food deserts in our community, made to eat food that nobody wanted, that we ended up creating a delicacy out of, the aspect of living close to areas of pollution, you know, finally understanding that the custodian, which maybe his kid was somewhat embarrassed because his daddy was a custodian sweeping up the streets and things like that, but we find that they were essential workers, which is essential. Essential is doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs. Wait a minute. Everybody that produces is essential to our democracy, you know, but we, in this systemic racism, is also same systemic absolute power over by it being a pyramid to keep people at the bottom.
You know, now, you bring something to me, Mr. Roscoe Lee Owens, when you said systemic, which is one of those kinds of conversations when you, I think what incites people, with fire and enrages people is that you don't understand what the words that are coming out of my mouth, right? And when the words like, well, get over it, you know, and that's where they come with white privilege, so to speak, you know, what it is and how it works. I was experiencing it yesterday because you can't, as soon as you bring it up, you're speaking like it's racist, even conversation. Now, the blacks are racist because you point out things, and why are you pointing out things that you can't prove, right? What is, what's it called, white privilege, right? A privilege of any sort. The privilege is when you walk in the door and you expect a certain, you know, reception of yourself, right? So when you expect to get pulled over and harassed, it changes, you know, how you, you know, apply the daily process of life and what you're watching out for. You just want to make it home. When you haven't experienced that, you think that's another world. And that's where people get upset. Like, why do I live in another world than you live, but we live in the same world? Why is my world so different? And if you would, just kind of, you know, speak on that right there. Because it's like saying, hey, this is how I feel. And somebody telling you, well, you shouldn't feel like that.
You know, that takes me back, and I'm going to stay in the same vein of Mr. Rodney King. See, and then they were talking about prior to that, in terms of black music, the revolution won't be televised. The revolution won't be televised, but it's being digitized now. The digital revolution is the fact that if we don't have it in a digital format, they don't believe it. You know, they kill black folks all the time, or any other particular individual without making it come public. So how many strange fruits do we have out there? How many people are looking in the mirror and seeing if they're part of the solution or part of the problem? You know, how many people are looking at the fact that what's going on? See, music, they have an international thing going on with music. It's called the call of the drum, and it's from many countries, and it's the call of the drum bringing people together. So it's several countries in Africa and in South America, you know, and I think even in Asia, it's the call of the drum, you know. And it's that old statement he used to say, get a drummer son. But the drummer has always had the information. The Indians use the drum and the smoke to share. You know, we got to send it to the people. The earth, first instrument, the drum, the earth. Animals, you know, getting run over on the freeway because we say, well, they're in the way, but, you know, what we have done is encroached their territory where they live, and they don't have nowhere to go. So we as human beings, it's like, well, they're second class. But I was talking to somebody and said, well, you know, they say that the human has dominion over the earth. But who named it earth when most of it's water? If you'd have looked at this place, you'd have called it water. It's two-thirds water. How are you going to end up calling it earth? Oh, because you're man and you can say what you want to say. You know, the Father said, I'm going to bring you light and dark. Man said, we're going to make it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and tell you what to do on them days. But the real thing is we're human, and it's every day is light, and every day is dark, which is night. So the celebration has to come back to the universe that was created. Man, hear is dominion. You can live here. But see, we became the conductors of the water, excuse me, the earth, which is one third, because if you name it anything, you name it water. But now, because we're in control, we could walk, but we can't fly. We could swim a little, but we can't stay in the water. So why are we considered the most intelligent life on earth when there is life that can stay in the water all day, walk around all day, and fly away? That's three different things that they can do. But we're supposed to be the ones that are the conductors of this earth. That's kind of
you bring a good point. I know where you're coming from. So it's like dominion, right? Is responsibility.
Yes.
Dominion
exactly.
Is responsibility. If you subscribe yourself as the lead source,
go ahead,
what you stand on is mm-hmm. the principles of what other people follow. And if you set a principle, then and you become inconsistent with the standard, then that's when you get unrest. I follow mm-hmm. what we're supposed to do, but you're not doing what we're supposed to do, and you're in control. And you're not hearing how I'm feeling about it. So people,
yeah.
You know, it's like drinking soda over and over again, and you know you don't need to be drinking this, but this is what they feed you, and all of a sudden you got pimples. Right, so the pimple can become what this is, right? The pimple is unrest, and what's amazing if you look at it, there was a movie called Wag the Dog, and how you know the media controls you know what you think and the flow of what you know, right? So we're watching the United States news. Up until the last couple of days, the only news we were able to receive was the COVID-19 information about how to be safe and everything else. And as you can look at it right now, that's not even on the news anymore. See,
yes.
So what's happening behind the scenes is even more important than what's happening in front of the scenes. They're still focusing on law. We're still coming up on an election, right? There are things happening around the world, and I wonder how the world is looking at, you know, the United States right now. Right, a supposed leader in the world. Our leadership, you know, we have to pray for, because whether we like it or not, it's a representation of who we are as a unit. And even if you don't want to be a part of the unit, you're part of the unit. That's why it's taxes and all these other things. You know, I read a book once, you know, it was called World Without Laws, I believe it was called, but the context of the information in the book was if there were no laws, meaning you could just walk up to somebody, take their stuff, you could walk up to somebody, violate them, and there'd be no one to communicate with about anarchy.
Yeah.
So what do we expect from the body of government? The body of leadership and the responsibility of dominion, government, and the other components that we subscribe to follow. And what difference are we trying to make here? So it's actually what's happening in our society, as I see, is you have one thing, is a culture of people that have not established a culture. We as African American, Black, Afro American, we've been of many different ideology, you know, and concept, right, to not have a solid culture. And I'm gonna bring this to a point. And you think of Latin American here, Hispanic, the culture. You could point out hundreds of thousands of Mexican restaurants that have a quality franchising, support, professionalism, branding, and those kind of things. Italian restaurants, pizza, hamburgers, all of those things. Name me one African-American well-established restaurant in anywhere in the country that you could say our culture enjoys? Is it chitlins? Is it hog maw? Pork chops? Is it whatever it is? What's the culture? So if food and music and those things that identify cultures as who they are and what they do, African-American life, we have no solid base of culture as I see it. And I believe that's part of the problem, the situation, and also the solution, sir.
That was a great move by Mr. Willie Lynch, who put out the story on how to do that. And I think it's being done right now when a leader of a country says if they shoot, it's them. We look for somebody to blame. It's the Democrats, the Republicans, it's the far left, it's the far right, it's all of that, wherein it becomes not fake news, but a disinformation center that's specifically to align disinformation to the public. Whereas the science says we're polluting the earth to a major degree. That's the earth for all human beings. And various countries, about to have not had the mindset change. So they about the money or whatever, the control, the power. So they keep polluting the earth regardless. That's the pollution of the earth. The other, the health, I was mentioning the World Health Organization, another major health organization that our country has pulled out of, and that we're pulling away from the very essence of what is needed, which is total community, world community, and a vision for, since we call it Earth, for this Earth that we all are occupying. That's the biggest picture. And then it just brings it right back down to what's going on. Michael Jackson in the mirror, strange fruit. So what are we going to do? We got to take individual responsibility, and that's what you're talking about. It is individual responsibility to relate to family responsibility, to community, to the entire society. It was our responsibility to deal with this pandemic in a total global sense, because it is a global problem. But here's what's happening. If you look at the right, and they were just talking about how the spores that come out of your mouth in terms of talking, how far it goes. These people are gathering together and they're out there yelling, Michael Brown and all the rest of the names. But, the spirits go so far back, you can't even name the names, because it ain't about a name. It's about a condition, and it can continue ability to not address it and just get it back. Because when they didn't address Rodney King with all that beating going down, that's when it was supposed to, okay, this is the coup de grace. You've been doing this. I mean, you didn't beat folks and did different things to folks off camera, but this is like, wow, you can't. There's seven of y'all beating this man on the ground and 12 of y'all looking. Everybody should have been just like this. Everybody should have been arrested.
Complicit. That's the word. Yeah. You are complicit. Because if you and I go somewhere and I come out the store and I've stolen an item and you are with me, so to speak, and then we're enjoying whatever I came out of the store with, you know I got it. You're complicit, even though you know.
You had nothing to do with it.
Now, here's what makes people upset. Anybody gets upset when you let it be my only my problem. So
yes,
it's only a certain cultural problem. Let's not even give it a culture. I like what Samuel L. Jackson, that movie way back in the day was A Time to Kill, when I think it was Matthew McConaughey that played the attorney there, when he painted the picture without a racial understanding of who was painting the picture of the little girl going through the same situation, imagine this, imagine that, and it didn't really, you know, a little black girl. Then, but when they made it, you know, relational to them being, you know, and them is a heck of a word, and them and they, right? But when an all-white jury that now understood that this was a young white girl that had received this situation, it took a different position. This is why we talk about white privilege. Okay, well, if I got a ride on the back of the bus and you don't really think that's right, but your privilege allows you to take my seat, and you do, right? Right, I got to go in the back, and just because it's, you know, that's not right, but you enjoy the privilege. When people don't look at other people's situation with empathy, that's nice. Empathy is good. Sympathy is what it is, but with action as well. Like, that's wrong. Meaning, I stand up here behind you. You're my dad, and you do something. Or you say something that I don't agree with, and it affects a group of people. And now, not only do I not say anything, I let that be their only problem, and I continue to stand behind you just because you're my dad. Now, that is what's happening in society. Like, well, you know, I know it's they come through a lot, but that was then, and it's, you know, they ought to understand that, you know, we're moving forward from that. It's not fair to not understand a person's plight, and that's what people get upset at. And when you get so upset for so long, you don't know what to do. Just like to use the analogy or the metaphor of a child. Now, I'm going to break something. The squeaky wheel gets the oil. You need to hear me. And since I don't know how you hear me, I'm going to tear something up. Right, wrong, or indifferent. That's what's happening. Solutions without an agenda. I think it's a lot of greedy people out here, and I believe that there are a lot of incendiary people that have no solution in mind but to create havoc. And they're actually watching out for them, you know, the one that'll throw a brick and run off, you know, get the crowd excited. They don't live in Long Beach. They don't live in Compton. They ain't even from the state. They just come down here to get it started and go back. So it's a lot of that going on right now, because you don't have a direction. So having a direction, man, is important. And the people without leadership, man, he's just going anywhere. What do you see to that, sir?
Okay, I'm going to take you back again. It's we look at the Black Panthers. They're feeding children, trying to help with the schools. They get infiltrated and made to look like military resistant, showing the guns most of the time, and this, that, and the other, as opposed to what was really about. The protection of the neighborhood was, we have the same right to bear arms, but if we bear arms, we're aggressively against the system, whereas other folks bear arms, their right. So, but I'm not speaking to the right of this, that, and the other. I'm speaking to the infiltration. They infiltrated the organizations and, you know, raised their hand up to cause more havoc to be sure that the Panther organization was looked at as a scary process in terms of being violent, as opposed to a community organization that is about addressing the illnesses that are in the community, especially through education and diet. So that is the same, you know, if we talk about Strange Fruit and what they've done, and they talk about this situation even after Rodney King and after Martin Luther King and after, you know, because I was here when you know, all of that's going on. First riot, like you said, you know, it's personal. It was 65. It came back in 68. You know, it's, man, you know, my daddy, my grandfather had to do the 1921 in East St. Louis. So our family, our men in the family, and a lot of African American families, and a lot of other people, because it's all it includes everybody, white, black, green, red, orange. And then once this happens, it's like, and then what happens also in our culture? Oh, they after the Latinos, so we're not doing nothing. Oh, they after the Asians, so we're not doing nothing. They after the Indians. It's incredible what they have done with the Indians throughout the entire thing. They came in, took their land, ran them across, put them in situations that were just immeasurable. Now they say that, okay, they have their own territory, which means it is their nation. But even on the news and the reporters talking about in their community, but it's not in their community, it's in their nation. We won't even recognize that. And we had a treaty with them that we're going to take care of them. We don't have no money, so we're not going to do it. But here comes this pandemic, and money came from everywhere. That went to some big corporations. You know, some of them were shamed and they gave it back, but you figure if some of them gave it back, that was the news. So the other ones that didn't give it back, they ain't even, you know, it's not being aware.
Imagine. That's a great point to watching from the side as other people struggle to, like you said initially, you know, to pull yourself up by the bootstrap. You know, I don't have boots, matter of fact, I don't even have feet. Right.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
One of the things that I really like to address in problems, likened to that. We don't, as a culture, sign in to figuring out, you know, what we can do. We only accept what's being done because we're so media oriented, meaning there are the government puts out 100 and some odd billions of dollars, whatever that number comes out. I don't know where they come with the numbers. They just print money. It'll become a problem later on. But they're throwing $20 billion into the Los Angeles community for community empowerment and enrichment. Now, Rand and Raven, this culture of people, we don't have access. We don't have that. But they send out information, or there is information that you can now get certified to receive part of this benefit. So the problem is, in my assessment, at first, we don't go in to get the information. And then when the information is shared, we have a poor mentality because we pass over opportunities so repeatedly. We right now, as I said, I got a, you know, Harvard College online that was free. If they got the $20 billion for the community, do I research how I can access my portion of $20,000 of that income that's available for small business startups? We won't go to the class. We won't go to the information. We run from people inviting us to information that may be sound crazy at first, like Google or Microsoft or Apple or Dell or Uber or Lyft. Or any of these things like that, we won't go into the room. And then when it comes out on TV, now, just like the mask, you see everybody's got a mask. In the beginning, everybody was getting toilet paper. Why? Because they're following people that are doing something that they don't even know what they're doing. One of the problems we have is following the suit down the rabbit hole of what people. Yes, sir.
Dig this. What you brought to mind. In its simplest form, it's like you said the other day, it wasn't Google till it was Google. When it made a whole lot of money, then you Google in your mind. But, you know, okay, one of the most amazing businesses in the United States and probably around the world is Amazon. Amazon, where is Amazon in the first place? Africa.
Yeah.
You know, a company named Amazon, that's the biggest company in America, is named Amazon, from where we came. That's amazing when you look at it. It's like, wait, wow. Wait a minute.
You know, a global force of internet services
Amazon. You know, whoever would think, don't nobody want to go to the Amazon. I was looking at what is his name, flying through the jungle, talking about crazy shit, Tarzan, you know, coming up. And when I mentioned Willie Lynch, coming up in a classroom, you know, as a young black man, don't know nothing, and the spelling book says black, and it says a member of the Negro, you know, I'm not black back then. I'm not identifying with that. They made me ashamed psychologically of coming from Africa or being black. I had to desensitize myself to understand who I am. And
absolutely,
that's a trip, because that's the first, wait a minute. I went to the schools and they taught me this, and I don't, how can I learn anything when I don't even know who I am? They told me I was somebody else.
Back to my point earlier, where is the culture that we subscribe to that is the culture? You got bar mitzvahs as a culture. You've got debutantes as a culture. You know, you've got the quinceañera as a culture, right? The parties and barbecues and the community, the family bonding is cultural with everyone except for African American life. We like greens and cornbread, hot water cornbread, right? We got oxtails, man, we gumbo and everything else. And it's exciting, but when you look at it, culture is recognized through music, eating, lifestyle. Anywhere in the country, you can see all cultures represented in manufacturing. You can see all cultures represented in the business, and they operate the way the culture operates consistently.
Yeah.
Our culture as an African American community has been skewed, put out front as, like you say, Panther, you know, they show the free lunch programs, they show the guns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like right now. One point I want to make as we get into closing, they're saying on television how the rioting has distracted from the message of, you know, the loss of life and this murder, killing of George Floyd. This young man's life being taken as the spark, but here we are. Why does one message get lost in another message? These people are doing what they're doing. That has nothing to do with what happened and why it doesn't have its own magnificence in its posture of what's happening in society right now and why that's got to change. So now the narrative is, well, look at them, thugs. Look at them, this. Look at them, and instead of look at what's really going on. And I get it, but that's not the case.
That's right. The avoidance, it's called the avoidance of the systematic racism. We're going to avoid that. But here's where I want to end up when you're talking about culture. And this is one thing that I did. And it's you're talking about culture. You're talking about Milano Ron Kalunga, who developed the Kwanzaa, which is, and he utilized African terminology. But what I did for me, I put it as everyday principles 24/7, 365. So Sunday is seeking harmony and togetherness. Monday is directing our own lives and course of action and self-determination. And then these are all principles also for Kwanzaa, but I use them for every day. Like Tuesday is caring for each other's well-being, collective work and responsibility. And then it goes to Wednesday, sharing wealth, the resources, which is cooperative economics. Thursday is the a nation building is our purpose, you know? And then Friday is continuous improvement and perfection for the self. Continuous and the belief in ourselves and the promise of tomorrow is faith. That are the principles, and this is what you were talking about prior to, is do we live by principles or and our responsibilities? So in there in lies my great opportunity to speak with you, Mr. Kijana, Dr. Grind, this morning, and leaving it right there with those principles in the songs that are being created by such dynamic performers to sing the songs that celebrate where we are, what we can look at, and ending up with what's going on.
You came right down the pipe, right down the pipe, Mr. Roscoe Lee Owens, and that is some amazing sharing, sir, of many experiences as you've seen these unrest come down. And as we close out this morning, I'd like for you to give you information. What's going on with the Jazz Zone? I know it's Black Music Month. You're very active online. Just share how to contact you and any information that's going on with you. And as we close out this morning, tell them how to get with you, sir.
First of all, Dr. Grind, I appreciate being on your show this morning. Thank you very much, and thank you for the positive energy that you bring on Monday mornings on We Talk Radio. You can reach me, Roscoe Lee Owens. I got a phone number of 626-798-6848. The Jazz Zone, our website is jazzzone.net. You can also catch us on Facebook, Jazz Zone Network. And there's a lot of things that are happening, and since it is Black Music Month, the Jazz Zone will be performing through streaming, no audience, from the Barbara Morrison Performing Arts Center in the absolute awesome neighborhood of the Leimert Park Village in Los Angeles, California. And that's going to be on the 6th as it relates to a tribute to Maceo Parker, the musician, the awesome saxophonist, and it's going to be done and created by an artist in the Jazz Zone, Mr. Don, the One Bell, and his crew. Then on the 13th of June, we have a tribute to my dad, your grandfather, Mr. Jimmy Owens, an awesome West Coast drummer out of East St. Louis. And that is going to be featured with Mr. Stephen Foster and the Jazz Zone Ensemble. And that is all coming streaming from the Barbara Morrison Performing Arts Center. And you can catch us on YouTube at the Barbara Morrison Performing Arts Center, barbaramorrison.com. So I thank you again, Mr. Owens, for allowing me to address your audience. And have a blessed day. Am I on? Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.